block and catch. Will the offense, you think, would it have to change any if you're back there and not Dalvin, or they don't really have to make any changes?
I would hope not. You know, I would. I have all the confidence in myself, and I believe the coaches have the confidence in me that I could, you know, catch the ball, run the ball, block, and that the offense can, you know, do all the things we've been doing.
It's kind of frustrating when it's one step up and two steps back, right? When you have the ball and then you guys lose the ball.
Yeah, like you said, I think it's very hard to win games when you're beating yourself and when you're putting the ball in their hands, you know, especially, you know, they have a good offense. So when you're giving them the ball three times at our, you know, at the cost of us turning the ball over, then it's very difficult to win.
Is it easier going forward than knowing that some of these were in your own control?
Most definitely. I think that's, you know, it's correctable. And, you know, we got a really good team, and I think everybody in here knows that, everybody believes that. And so, you know, it's one game, but, you know, we gotta continue to get better and protect the ball and just have hopefully no more games like this where we're beating ourselves.
You've had ankle issues. Have you ever had a knee injury?
In college once. Yeah.
What was it, severe? What was it?
ACL injury.
Oh, so you
in
did
college.
Miss it. You missed the season? Or you?
Yeah, in college, my second year. So that's way behind me now. So,
no, I know. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I just didn't, because I didn't think you had anything other than the ankle.
Yeah.
Did you see the play that Dalvin got hurt on, and what were your thoughts?
I just was watching from the side, so I didn't catch a replay or so. I'm sure we all go back and look at it. But again, it's tough to see again a teammate and a guy that's in our room go down. So right now it's about just making sure he's good, honestly.